Okay, Shiloh of the week actually comes from the Rebbetzin. Happens to be relevant to the parsha we read just on this past Shabbos. So I thought I'd share it with you. If you pass by the house on 169th Street, you'll see that there's some agricultural experimentation that happens when city kids take their little pots of tomato plants from the fire escape windows of the Heights and hydroponics and whatever else we tried our hand in the city. And now we have some dirt to work with. So we had some Shilohs in the realm of Orla and Klein. First question, this is the easiest question. Little patch on the side, we have strawberries and we have tomatoes and peppers and all kinds of zroim, as the Torah defines them. And the question is there a distance that one has to be separated from the next in order to avoid what the halacha restricts as far as mixing different types of species? So the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph that in Chutzal Arts there are no restrictions when it comes to Klai Zoraim. Okay, why is that so? So Rashi explains the Gemara's Drasha. If you look at the Pasuk in the last six Pasha, it says, Sodcha lo Sizor Klein, your Sada. So Rashi says, Sodcha, your Sada that is Miyucha Lucha, only a Sada that is defined, specifically given to you. And that is only the type of land that you have in Eretz Yisrael, which is promised to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and to Klal Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it's every man for himself, not considered sodcha, so therefore there are no limitations as far as that category of planting is concerned. Next question was, my wife wanted to plant a tree, okay? It's not exactly like planting in Eretz Yisrael, but, you know, it's still a tree. And the question is, what about Orla? Okay, in other words, if you go to the nursery, in Home Depot or wherever you want to buy your agricultural supplies. So how do you know if it's subject to the restrictions of the first 3 years of the tree, which we know in Eretz Yisrael it's certainly true, and there's a halacha moshe Mishnah that even in Chutz La'aretz, Gemara tells us one may not partake of the tree during the first 3 years. Okay, so there is one major exception or a leniency when it comes to growing trees in Chutz La'aretz. And that is that any form of suffix that arises surrounding Orla is automatically mutter. So that means in Eretz Yisrael, if you would stop at one of those, you know, roadside farmers markets or something like that, you'd need to know if the apples, peaches, pears, whatever they're selling, is it coming from a reliable source that can certify that it's not from the first 3 years, or maybe even 4 years actually, of the growth of the tree, okay? And if you go to the Shuk, if you go to Machane Yehuda, so there's all kinds of hashkachas. Those hashkachas govern the truma and the maaser that has to be separated, and it also governs Shemitah, when Shemitah is applicable. And finally, when it comes to trees, fruit-bearing trees, it also will certify whether or not those items are from a tree within the first 3 years, 4 years, or afterwards. So we don't have that issue in Chutz La'aretz with one possible curveball. Okay, and that is, if I would plant seeds, Johnny Appleseed, on my front lawn, okay, and then I have a tree, all right, so the first 3 years, great, I have to, like I said, even in Chutz La'aretz, refrain. But when I get to, when I go to Home Depot and I buy the tree there, right, it's true that I have a right to assume that it may be the fifth year, third year, fourth year, suffix in Chutz La'aretz, I can assume that it is permissible. But if it's been uprooted from wherever it grows, you know, the orchard where they develop these saplings, then they put it on sale in Home Depot, and then I put it back in my yard, does the clock start ticking all over again? It's a great Shiloh. So this very interesting parallel in Shulchan Aruch comes from a Mishnah in Maseches Orla. The case is as follows. Let's say there's a big, there's a hurricane, and it uproots a tree, or a big flood, and a tree, Ilon Shenekar V'Nishar Mishrasha Mechubar, if a wind comes and uproots a tree, or the water comes and removes the tree from its wherever it's been planted, and it sends it downstream, you know, and it carries with it some of the earth with wherein it was planted originally, and you add a little more dirt where it lands, and it continues to take root. If you can determine that the clump of dirt that remained with the roots when it was transported is sufficient to provide nutrients and whatever else the tree needs from that soil to keep it alive, then the clock, the original clock, still persists. If you wouldn't have any dirt from that first planting, and then it would land in a new place and have to start all over again, so then you'd have to start the count all over again. So the Rajba says it doesn't have to be able to survive for that long. Some say it has to survive for 2 weeks. But if it's sitting on display at Home Depot in a little pot, I think it's safe to assume that it's still alive. It means that it was transferred with enough dirt to allow it to continue to survive adequately, probably for months until they sell whatever supply they have. And when I take it back and put it in my front yard, so what I'm left with is a tree that continues its count from wherever it was up to before. So if it's already hit 3 years, 4 years, wherever it came from, I don't need to start all over again, and I can partake of the trees as they grow fruit right away. One thing just to think about, okay? This comes up in Eretz Yisrael. Can't go into all the details, but there is a difference qualitatively between a flower pot, you know, where you're going to buy the tree. It's going to come in a flower pot with the dirt inside that has holes on the bottom, doesn't have holes on the bottom. If the flower pot does not have holes on the bottom, so technically speaking, you've disconnected it from any nourishment in the ground. And as far as halacha is concerned, that's not in the karka. It's not considered attached to the earth. It's a flower pot is not the same thing as, you know, Mother Earth. So that means, and this is a discussion on the post-Seminar of Israel, if in fact you have the trees transported from one place to another on a truck. The truck has a metal bottom to it, right? There's no way you can say that the trees, the saplings in the flower pot persist in being yonic, in deriving nourishment from the ground, because there's an absolute cutoff that disconnects it from the ground. So some say that would make you have to start all over again, and whenever it's replanted. But since it's subject to debate in America, we have a right to be makel. In Eretz Yisrael, believe it or not, there are companies that will try to transport trees in a truck that has no bottom. And it'll only go over paths that are made of dirt or cement or something like that from point A to point B in order to ensure that the clock doesn't start all over again. Not for us right now, but something to think about, Mr. Shem, when we all make it to Eretz Yisrael. Thank you.